me, that's a good place to be, is leaning on Christ. Amen. For every need, for every task, as they sung about this morning. In the book of God, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 20, the Bible said, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Do you notice what he said there? "And health to all their flesh." Verse 23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
Put away from thee a forward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee.
Yes.
Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Let's pray. Father, I need you, God, and I bow before thee, asking for the anointing touch, asking, God, for the liberty to preach. God, I pray you'd fill me with the Holy Ghost. Give me the mind, God, to say what I ought to say. Help us, God, in a great way. Bless these people, I pray, God, with your touch. And God, will thank you and trust you as we believe you. And pray in Jesus' name, amen. I want to preach. You've got to help me this morning. On verse number 23, where the proverb writer Solomon said, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." There's another verse in Proverbs that says this. He said over there in Proverbs in chapter 23 and verse number 7, he said over there, and let me read that so I'll make sure I get it right, but he said this. He said, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." There's something about the heart this morning that I want to preach on. First of all, you've got to think on this end. When Solomon's writing here to this, in this truth, first of all, you've got to have a saved heart, or a regenerated heart, or a reborn heart. Because if you never have been reborn, you can't produce what this man of God said to produce. Because I believe this is written, my friend. I know it's basic instruction to all, but especially to the people of God, them that's been chosen and called by the grace of God, and therefore you've got to be saved. You've got to be born again. Now, may I say this? Any lost man can take this Bible and apply some of the instruction to it, and it will help him. But the fact of it is, he will not be, my friend, saved by obeying it, but he will live a better life. Amen. But this instruction is written to the saved, the born again, who I believe this morning needs this good instruction preached to. I want to say, first of all, this morning, that this is, I believe, one of the most important things in the Christian life. I believe that you need to guard. The Bible said, "Keep your heart." And the word "keep" means to protect or guard or to maintain. He said, "For out of it are the issues of life." And there, my friend, the guard your heart with as the most precious possession you have. Amen. Put a guard up on it. Thank God, a watchman up on your heart. Because, listen, what comes in is what goes out.
Right.
That's the basic meaning of this verse. What you bring in is what goes out. If you bring in good things from God, that's what will go out.
Amen.
If you bring in evil things, then that's what will go out.
Amen.
He said, "A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit." And what comes in a man goes out. And therefore he said, "Keep it, guard it." And my friend, that's what we need to do. We need to keep our heart with all diligence, because what comes in goes out. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. There's a few things I want to say this morning. If God will help me, I want to say, first of all, thank God, we need to guard it and keep it from sin. Amen. I mean, sin, when it enters in the heart, becomes the rule of you. Did not Romans 6 writer said, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body." And therefore, when sin comes in, then that's what we live by. When we let sin in our life, then sin controls us. Whether it be a sin of pride, when we get prideful and think that we've arrived and think we're better than other people, think, "Well, I don't need what the man of God's saying," then, my friend,
pride's kept in your heart. You let pride get in because you didn't keep your heart with all diligence. And I'm just saying, when sin comes in, then sin will be lived out. When you let pride in, bitterness in, malice in, ill feelings in, all these things you let in your heart. Thank God, and you, my friend, let it get in your heart. And you don't guard your heart from that. Then that's what you'll live. You can talk to the people every day. And my friend, you don't have to ask him what's in their heart. What's in your heart comes out. If there's malice, it'll come out. If there's bitterness, it'll come out. If there's some out in your heart, then somebody will come out. Why? Because you didn't guard your heart. You didn't keep it from coming in. And when you let some come in, it'll come out of you. Amen.
That's right. Sin. You take the sin of the day, the lust of the day. And there should be a guard on our heart. You know, Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes and I won't look upon a maid. And listen, it don't matter whether it's the television or the radio or whatever that you let come in your heart, that'll be what you are. In fact, that's what the Bible said, when is a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That word thinketh there means it's like a gatekeeper. What he opens his heart to, that's what he becomes. And the more you open your heart to sin and the flesh, and the devil, my friend, that's what you'll become. You'll not do anything for God. Can I tell you this? I'm preaching this morning on keep your heart. Can I tell you why you don't worship God the way you ought to? You got things in your heart. And you know why you don't praise God the way you ought to? You got things in your heart. God can't live where sin does. And when sin's in your heart, there's no joy, there's no fire, there's no zeal. And therefore you can't have nothing when you come to the house of God. Because your heart's not right. Because you let things get in that you'll not never let in. Amen. Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Set up a guard on your heart and my heart. Because when sin gets in, my friend, notice Proverbs 6:23. The Bible said, for the commandment is a lamp and the law is light and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Notice, if you will, in verse 25. He said, lust not after that, talking about that strange woman, after her beauty in thy heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. When you look at things you ought not look at, it'll cause your heart to sin. Hey, friend, I don't care who you are, listen to me. If you're a red-blooded man, I'm telling you what, it affects you. You can't say it don't. It affects you. Because you got flesh and because you got a depraved nature and you can't let things in. Just go ahead and feed the flesh a little bit and you'll see where it ends up, young man. You think you can get by with sin, young lady, but you'll find out that sin will end up taking you down. And that never can bring you up. And because sin is a taskmaster, your soul. When you open the door to sin, you open the door to the devil and many other things that come with it, I'm telling you. Let me tell you, young lady, young men, if you think you can go out and hold hands and kiss and do all them kind of things, and you think that's not going to bother you and affect your flesh, I'm telling you, you need a heart change. You need a head change. Because it will affect you. I tell you, it'll affect me, and it'll affect you. It don't matter. We made it the same flesh. Feel yourself and see you're still the same flesh. And your children are like my children are, and there's none exempt from it. And I'm telling you, if you don't keep your heart this morning from sin, it'll run, it'll enter you, and it'll kill you. Amen. It'll destroy you. That's what sin will do.
Sure.
Well, it's not that bad that day. Listen, who told you that?
That's right. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Look not upon the wine when it's red. Look not upon that evil drink. I was reading Isaiah. They said, woe unto them. We go out a strong drink.
That's right.
Oh, I can drink a little bit and it don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know why we want to lie to ourselves and think that.
That's right.
People don't want to face reality. That's the easy way out. But the fact of it is, friend, you let one sin in, it don't stop there.
That's it.
You don't keep your heart, it don't stop there. I'm just saying this one, are you listening to me? Keep your heart from sin.
Yeah.
Put a guard up on it.
Amen.
Know it, God hates it. Don't say this, keep your heart from subtlety. Keep it from deception.
Yes.
Keep it from deceiving yourselves, because your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Right.
Don't you say, if I know my heart, I know my heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And the only good about me, thank God, is that heart God put it in. But for Him and the righteousness and the love of God. But if you're going to look at your old self,
sinful nature. That heart is corrupt and vile and deceitful, and it'll lie to you every time it will. That's why the Bible said, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, because your heart can deceive yourself. The man of God preached that Sunday morning on the excluded middle, and he talked about there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. Don't deceive yourself. Either you're in or out. Amen. Either you're with him or against him. Either you're for him or you're against him. No man can serve two masters. Either hate the one, love the other, or despise the one. And my friend, and love the other. There's no way. Hey, you're deceiving yourself if you think you can. It's time, praise God, to say, to keep my heart from being subtle. Amen.
That's right. You're subtle when you make a way to sin and try to cover it up.
That's right.
That's what David did. He was subtle in his heart.
Yes.
When he took Uriah and said, bring him in. And he tried to go get him to lay with his own wife, Bathsheba. And he went down there and laid at the house. He wouldn't go into her because he was a man that was dedicated to God in the army of Israel. And he wouldn't go in to lay with her because he knew that wouldn't be right for him to go lay with her while the rest of the men on the battle fighting. And Uriah lay at the house. And when he come back, David, he said that he didn't go into his wife. And David wrote a letter, his own handwriting. It was a handwriting of murder and subtlety. And he wrote it and he said, go ahead, put him on the front row. He said, were there men that know how to fight in that heat of a war? And listen, he didn't know how. Uriah didn't know how. And he got killed. My friend, he got murdered. And David had blood on his hands. And he thought this would be a... Hey, you better watch your heart from being subtle to get your way.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amnon had a friend. Look here at me, young people. Look at me. Any friend that'll try to get you to sin is not a friend.
That's right.
I don't care what their title is, what their name is. Anybody that's not for right, that tries to get you to sin and do wrong, that's not your friend. Any friend that would tell you not to obey your mom and dad, any friend that would go against the man of God, any friend that would go against this book and try to get you to sin, they're not your friend. And you better keep your heart from that subtleness.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't adapt. And I won't say that for adults too.
Amen.
There ain't no more right for grown-ups. Thank God to hang around a bunch of people trying to get them to go
that's
the wrong
right.
way.
Amen.
I tell you what, you get full of the Holy Ghost, and they won't want to hang around.
That's right.
Amen. That's like faith done when I got saved. I didn't tell them people they couldn't come around me. Thank God the Holy Ghost. Am I afraid to tell them that? I'm just saying this morning. Thank God, hang around the right crowd. And that subtle crowd will take you down.
That's it.
God forgive me. Being like Jacob to get in my way. I had a neighbor call me this week, Friday evening. I don't know the fellow that good. He's done a little bit of work on my vehicles. He called me and said, I need a real, real favor from you. I said, what is it? He said, I need to borrow your truck and take it. Yeah, his son raised his cars and he got a big old trailer and wanted to borrow my truck to take it. And I just told him, I said, look, I said, I hate it. I said, I don't have peace about it. I had never loaned my truck out for something like that. And I kind of felt bad because I wanted to see the old boy come to church. It bothered me, but I just went on. I felt like that's what the Lord wanted me to say. My wife was in the grocery store yesterday. She had to run across, come across him. And she asked him, his mother just died. And he had just got back to New York. And my wife said, well, is everything all right? He said, yeah, I hooked my van up, took the thing. And he said, I want you to tell your husband that I appreciate him being honest. He said, there's so many people who tell me lies and say they'll do this and that, and they'll make an excuse why they can't do it. He's just honest. You know, I'll tell you what, it goes a long way.
How about that? Right.
Listen, friend, you can't try to figure out how you can do something to get by. You better go ahead and say, I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to do right. And I know when I do that, God will be blessed by it, and God will bless me back. And if I keep my heart down, I'm all right with God.
and come to him. And he said, what's, Jonadab went to Abdon. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm lusting after my sister. It's a stepsister. Jonadab said, well, you're the king's son. He said, I'll tell you what, you play sick. And you tell the king to have her to come in and serve you some food. And when she comes in, then you can force her. Subtle.
Yeah.
I wonder if we do things like it in our lives, our Christian life, we let things come in our heart that's very subtle and wrong. And my friend, how we use it to our advantage, how to get what we want. I tell you, we ain't keeping the heart what we ought to keep it this morning. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you what, and I'll tell you this. We're a hypocrite to tell this man I love him. And I'm just using him as illustration. And go behind his back and curse him.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm telling you what, purity of heart. That's what God said. And David said, grant me a clean heart. But you can't be clean, David. You've been stabbed on you. You confess your sin, get it right. When he did, he got right with God.
That's right. Exactly right.
Keep your heart. You got a guard set up. Now, sometimes things come on you suddenly, by the way. And it takes a little while sometimes to get rid of it. Just like this morning, I come to church, had a good spirit, good run, and asked Paul how he done the soccer match, and he told me a guy fired, run into one of our men, knocked him down, broke his ankle maybe. And all of a sudden, I felt a little anger rushing up in me and wanted to go grab that guy and knock him upside the head. And I said, Lord, dear God, I'm preaching on this. I can't have this kind of spirit. And I've got to keep my heart. So thank God, I said, Lord, forgive me of that falling. And God, take care of it. I've got to keep my heart. Because if my heart's not right, I can't help nobody.
That's right. Got it.
So he said, guard your heart. Put it up. Guard it.
Right.
From subtleness, deception.
Yes.
And I'll say this. Guard it against spirits of evil. What kind of old foul spirit you letting in your heart?
Amen. Come on.
There's a lot of things to be said right there. And I'm going to tell you this, friend. There's a lot of birds lodging in your tree. That's a foul spirit. And you better be careful. Listen. A lot of people say, well, it won't hurt me. I got God in me. I'm going to tell you what. Anything you let in that's a foul spirit, it will affect you.
Right. Sure it will.
Wrong preaching affects you.
Amen.
Right. It's not the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Foul spirits. Evil spirits.
Yes.
Witchcraft.
Amen.
Sorcery.
Yes.
You know what? I'm appalled at what people believe. And I'm going to tell you what the reason is. They don't keep their heart.
Amen.
The most valuable thing you can keep is your heart. That's the most valuable. Thank God, if you had $2 million in your house in a safe, you'd lock it up so tight and put it in a room. Thank God to take care of that man because you're going to guard it.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, there's something more valuable than that. That's your heart.
Amen.
Guard it.
Right.
Spirits of evil. I'm appalled today at all the mess that people entertain in their own heart.
Yes.
Who they talk to within their own heart.
Preach it, brother.
Foul spirits. Evil spirits that they let in.
Right.
We live in a day, friend. You better put it down. We live in a day of sorcery.
Yes.
Witchcraft. Evil spirits.
Amen.
That totally grieve God the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
This Harry Potter mess ain't nothing but evil. That's all it is. It's a bunch of witchcraft and ungodly filth. And the world. Listen, now I'm preaching about the spirit of the world. And it's not the spirit of God. And if you let evil things in your heart, it'll end up taking over in your heart.
Sure it will. Yes.
I've always said everything had a spirit in it. That's right. You go to a ball game, it's got a spirit in it.
Yes.
Hit that home run. Come on, boys. Hit it.
That's right. That's good preaching.
Music you hear?
Spirit in it. Things you watch, Spirit in it. There's a Spirit in everything.
Amen.
And when you let them Spirit, listen to me, I'm going to show you this truth. You can let something in you think that's innocent. That's not of God. That's the spirit of the world. And once that comes in, it don't stop there. There's always other foul birds coming in with it. And I'm telling you this, when you let them spirits in, it develops a mentality of the world. And you think like the world. And you don't think like God, nor the way of God. You let those spirits in your heart. And you can't even get but the man of God when he preaches. That's because you got your mind somewhere else because of them spirits. We're dealing in a generation now that's so full of spirits of evil.
That's right.
That's right, brother. Look in the Word of God. How many times them evil spirits is mentioned? And if you let them things in your heart, if you let things in your heart that's evil and the spirit of evil, what did it do? It'll overtake your heart. Music world this day has no regard for God.
Amen.
Or for morality.
Amen.
Brother, they not singing what them men sung back in the 30s.
No.
They singing about hell. They singing against God.
Yeah.
Everything's got a spirit. Put it down. You let that spirit in, there's something else that comes with it. And you're never satisfied in the flesh. The eyes of man are never satisfied.
Amen.
And if you don't guard your heart, then them other things are coming.
Amen. That's true.
Especially if you're a lost person. See, here's the thing. When you make the statement, well, I would never do that, then you're lying to your own heart.
That's right. Wow.
Brother Houghton, He tore his Achilles tendon the other day, and he told me, I talked on the telephone, he said, I said, what was you doing? He said, he was showing the girls how to skip or something, I don't know what it was, some kind of little activity, and I kind of chuckled, and I said, I'm not going to say that never would happen to me. Before you know it, you might have a broke leg.
Right. Amen.
You're deceiving your own self to say that never would happen to me.
Right.
There are some things that never will happen because of faith in God. But I'm just telling you, deceiving your own heart. When you think, my friend, that thing's never happening because that's a hard issue.
That's right.
Don't say this. You better guard your heart against the stiffness of your neck. The Bible said, he that being offered proof hardeneth his neck,
yes,
shall suddenly be destroyed. In that
calamity.
See, there's a danger in this air in sitting in the house of God like this and here preaching that you stiffen your neck, that you stiffen your heart, and you say no to God so many times that God says no to you.
That is right.
Job, I got a good education, I got plenty of money. What do I need God for? Because you're going to hell? And because you're nothing but vanity in the eyes of God?
Right.
Unless God has mercy on you and you set in your pride, set in your stiffness of neck, and say no to the Word of God, and say no to the light of God, and say no to the gospel.
Right.
And God says your heart has not been guarded from stiffness and hardness, and I'm going to damn your soul.
That's right.
Let me say something right quick. Look, everybody look up here. Look up here a minute. Everybody look at me. Look at me. Eyes on me. Listen to what I'm about to say. Listen to what I'm about to say. There might be some of you already damned. And I'm not talking about living in a damnation. I'm talking about damned.
Yes.
And I meant to say you were. But I'm going to listen to me. If I had never felt conviction, if I had never felt the Holy Ghost deal with me, I'd be afraid to death.
That's right. Amen. Good preaching.
When you come to the house of God,
and you put that lock on your heart.
Yeah.
And Christians do it too.
Yeah. Amen.
And the Holy Ghost comes and says, and you say no to it. Then you're in dangerous ground.
That's right, brother.
And don't everybody go to heaven when they die, neither.
That's right.
Wrong is the way that leads to destruction.
Right.
And God will put you in hell as fast as He had called you to heaven.
Right.
Keep your heart with all diligence.
Amen.
You say, how do you set when a man's preaching? This is the way I say it. Brother Wayne preached last Sunday morning. I said, Lord, speak to me in every matter.
Amen.
That you speak.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what God told me last Sunday morning when Brother Wayne's preaching. He mentioned about five groups of people he's speaking to right there. I think it's about four or five. And as soon as he said his disciples, the Holy Ghost said, you're one of them.
That's right.
If you lock your heart up and stiffen it against God and say no to God,
right,
you're not saying no to what I say. You're saying no to what God says.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
You that's in the youth, days of youth. I'll tell you what, you better listen more now. Because
right.
He said, remember thy quid in the days of thy youth.
That's right.
Keep your heart. It's a constant work. It takes a cleansing work. We need to cleanse our hearts. I say we need to keep our hearts sober. All right, sober. We need to keep our hearts spiritual.
Yes.
Right. Carnal hearts can't please God.
That's right.
But I'm glad He's a forgiving Lord. I'm glad He forgives me. Oh, God help, I've been a rascal at times.
Yes,
always. I've been a rascal at times, but I'm glad He forgives me. I don't sin just for Him to forgive me, but I'm glad when I do sin, He does. If I've come to Him, He'll forgive you this morning.
Amen.
We need to have a sincere heart. We need to have a satisfied heart. That means content in Him. We need to have a soft heart. Because, think about this. How me and you live is according to how our heart is. The heart is the seat of affections, the will, everything. The heart's not the organ pumping, Brother Wayne. It's the inward man. It's the seat of everything.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what, until we get full of the Word of God, there's going to be things come our way that we have to face, and we don't know, and we'll entertain them things because we'll not let the Word of God, amen,
right,
take care of it.
Right.
That's why He said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's hid.
Right.
That word hid there means it's hoarded. It's like, thank God, you got it put up in your cabinet, says,
yeah,
and when you need it, you pull it out.
That's right. Yeah.
Pull it out of your heart. I want to keep my heart. I want to stand on guard.
Amen.
Because I don't know. Listen, it's just like a guard out there at the gate where you were. I saw it guard at different places. When you come up, you got to give identification. You got to have identification. You come up to that gate right there, and you say, I'm Joel Hine. I work here at this plant. They see the identification. They know me, and they let me in. But a stranger, they will not.
That's right.
Keep your heart. You guard your heart. And keep it in the love of God.
Amen.
And a soft, humble heart. And when something comes your way, the Holy Spirit says yes to it, or it rejects it and it guards it.
Amen.
Listen, I want to tell you, John, Jeremy, Paul, these young ladies, all these young people in here, I didn't get saved. I was 24 years old.
There's things that I have entertained in my life by my eyes, by my ears, that I cannot shake sometimes.
Right.
Because I didn't keep my heart.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. Everything you bring in your life, it will affect you one time or another.
Amen.
You say, I'm having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
Can I tell you it won't last?
That's right.
When sin is finished, it brings forth death. That brings it every time.
Amen.
Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Keep your heart. Guard it. Don't let things come in it. That's the blessing of Christianity. Anywhere I can be right with God because I'm right in the heart. I can be in Walmart when everybody's cussing the guy because they didn't get a discount and sit there in my heart and say, praise God, I love Jesus.
Amen. Right.
Because I'm right in the heart. Amen. It don't matter where I'm at. It's the heart.
Right.
In the house of God, wherever you're at, keep your heart right with God. You can rejoice in God.
Amen.
When your heart's not right, you're not going to do much rejoicing. You're not going to live right because your heart. He said, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, all these things. And so you've got to guard it. You've got to keep it. I think it's the most important thing for a Christian is to guard and keep your heart with all diligence.
Amen.
That word diligence means it takes work.
Yes. Right.
So out of it proceed the issues of life. Don't ever take the thought, well, sin won't hurt me. Yeah, it hurt, it'll kill you.
That's right.
It'll kill you. But there's grace that's greater than all our sin. And there's a cross that Jesus died on.
Amen.
And a man can come and get forgiven this morning, no matter what the sin.
Amen.
His grace is greater than all our sin. Thank the Lord. Let's stand this morning. If you feel the need of God to come and pray, you come and pray on the altar this morning. God's touched your heart. You feel the need to come call on the Lord and pray. Young people, if you're lost, today's the day of salvation. I can't tell you you'll get saved another day because I don't know if you'll have one. But I can tell you today's the day of salvation, and you need to get your heart changed. You need your heart made new. You need a new heart. The old heart you got, you're going to end up in a mess. The fowls of this air, the fowls of this world, it'll carry you off the places you wouldn't have got it, never did. Amen. That's right, brother. I tell you, there's a many in graves today because, my friend, they wouldn't come to God and get right with God. And their heart was carried away by every lust, every sin, and ended up in the hell, ended up in the grave in hell. And today's the day of salvation. I can't say you'll ever get saved, but today is the day. If you'll come today, you can be, because I don't know if you'll have another day. I don't know. God's touched your heart this morning. You ought to come. Young people, older people, if you never have been saved, today's get saved.
Amen.
Right now, come get your heart changed. Out of it proceed the issues of life. I know why anger comes out of us. Because of a heart. God help us. I found that it be true. Without the help of God, we can't do this. What I preach this morning cannot be done in the flesh. It's got to be done by the grace of God.
Amen.
You can't keep your heart apart from the grace and favor and mercy of God. You can't keep it.
Right.
It's only by His grace and mercy can you keep your heart. May the Holy Ghost of God help us to keep our heart. May we look to Him like they sung for everything this morning, to lean upon Him and keep our heart. May God help us to guard it, to keep it. Out of it proceed the issues of life.